It's Thursday, October 15th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. U.S. Cyber Command moves on a botnet, data center growth stalls and stays the same, and video chat platforms are a thing. This is the Business of Tech. U.S. Cyber Command recently focused on the TrickBot botnet, an army of 1 million computers run by Russian-speaking criminals. They disrupted operations. The bad news? They didn't shut it down. DHS has concerns about a ransomware attack on state or local voter registrations to impact preparations for Election Day or cause confusion and long lines. Meanwhile, per research from Freedom House, governments around the world have used the pandemic to expand digital surveillance and harvest data from their citizens. Dozens of countries have rolled out applications for contact tracing without legal protections. Quoting Axios, China, Russia, India, Singapore, Ecuador, and Bahrain were among the countries that Freedom House found implemented apps that either send reams of data unchecked to government servers or make invasive data and health documentation demands. Governments in at least 28 countries censored websites and social media posts to suppress information such as unfavorable health statistics and corruption allegations. Why do we care? This is accumulating data points along the journey. This adds to the security narrative, Techlash one, and the regulation one. On security, these high-level attacks are the ones that drive awareness and concern, which leads clearly to the Techlash, and from there, regulation. Your local action is thinking about how you manage trust. It's an asset you have and cannot squander. Gartner with data on data center spending. The analyst is expecting a rebound in 2021, with lockdowns in 2020 preventing more than 60% of planned facilities construction this year. It's also notable that AWS, Microsoft, and Google continue to push forward with no major spending disruptions due to the pandemic. Quoting CRN, Gartner suggests that with slow improvement in economic growth, data center infrastructure general managers should prioritize a select set of existing and new customers. The research firm suggests training sales forces to engage with customers' chief financial officers and chief procurement officers to create cost optimization initiatives like consolidating IT and optimizing cloud costs. Why do we care? Look, I don't think the vast majority of providers are building data centers. Gartner may be high on the rebound, but here's why I care. Those private data centers are slow to pause, but public cloud is driving forward. They aren't slowing down. Now, who do you think is going to win? Private data centers are not the future. This is a distraction. For most providers, focus on leveraging public, which is clearly moving forward, not disrupted, and will work for many scenarios. Diving into video chat. According to the company's data from its GoToMeeting platform, the method, size, and timing of video meetings changed noticeably this year. The percentage of meetings taken on a mobile device grew from 5% last year to 12% this year. Weekend meetings grew from 3% last year to 8.5% this year. Meetings and webinars both nearly doubled in average size, and the percentage of people switching on their video feed during meetings grew by 4 times. Perhaps most useful to integrators looking to sell video conferencing systems to new markets is the growing customer base among the platform's active users. Healthcare usage nearly doubled, education use more than doubled, biotech use tripled, and government use grew by 5 times. While we're talking about video conferencing, Zoom launched 2 new products on Wednesday, a platform for live events and a marketplace for third-party applications that can be brought right into the Zoom meeting environment. The integrations also allow third parties to bring information right into video chat, such as Dropbox, Slack, or Asana. Why do we care? Don't think of Zoom as a single application. Think of video chat as a productivity platform. That's the play the company's moving towards, and why competitors like Google Meet and Microsoft Teams are approaching in the same way. Platforms are far more valuable, and this is the direction. For the record, building on platforms is a great go-to-market for the vendor, but also for the ecosystem around them. That means providers. This is part of the work platform of the future, and you should decide what you're doing with it and which one you're building on. Introducing Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security. Zero Trust Access securing RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication protection without open ports to the internet or client installs or VPN. Gatekeeper is available on Access Enforcer version 5 after 2 years of partner-driven development, bringing audit-friendly access across all types of devices. reduce vulnerability stress, and implement proper safeguards as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, all in a purpose-built solution for small businesses. Interested? Learn even more by visiting calyptics.com/gatekeeper, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.